Ghetto of the mind.
I said, if you could just go back, if you could do it all over again, would you do it black? Considering the chance of your survival and the odds against your success, and knowing that at your very best, you could only be second best, would you, if you could, turn just a few of those miserable pages back to try to change what is by erasing yesterday's mistakes written in black? Do you remember your secondhand clothes brought home by your overworked mother after scrubbing Whitey's floors? Do you remember how she complained about her back? If you could, would you go back? If you had a choice, would you do it black? Do you remember the buses with all the empty seats in the front while you used to stand in back? Can you remember the cafes where you paid the regular price for a hamburger but received yours from a small window in back? If you could, would you go back? If you had a choice, would you do it black? Do you remember the school lunch bell? To some, it was a mad dash to the lunchroom. To others, it was hell. How well I remember that ring, when me and a few of my buddies gathered off to one side, hungry victims of the same old thing. That's right. No lunch sack. Being so concerned with something, sometimes we forget about nothing. Perhaps you never stop to realize the beauty of the significance of nothingness. But even nothingness, if it is kept in its proper proportion and its proper perspective, has its beauty. I lay in the darkness looking at nothingness, but I saw it and understood it and understood the beauty of it, and it was beautiful. And while looking at nothingness, I heard the silence, but I heard it and understood it also. It too was beautiful, and it toyed with the strings of my heart as though a symphony. All of this beauty came from nothingness, and it made me tremble to imagine what something would be like. Then I concluded that after many years of nothingness, I had found nothingness to be something. But compared to something, it was still nothing.